Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to another episode of It's Real. I'm your host, Tay Real. Got my co-host, Ms. Renee, with me.
What's up, everybody?
Whew. So I had an interesting morning. I'm going to just start out by saying I'm not a graphic designer. I wish I was, but I'm not. So
definitely not.
Right. So I'm sitting here trying to, like, because we don't, like, you know, we don't have no, like, profile picture for our account yet. So, like, I was sitting there trying to, like, make up something. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a graphic designer, so I'm doing my best. I'm all on Microsoft Word trying to type something. Then trying to, like, you know, I had, a nice little picture of a microphone. I was trying to, like, include that in the picture. And then it was crazy. Like, I'm trying to put the picture of the mic with the words. Then I want to, like, do something fancy with it, but I don't know what I'm doing. I can use Microsoft Word, but, like, just enough to get by, you know, so nothing fancy. And I don't know how to use that other fancy software. I'm sitting there messing with that. Then I'm trying to get the background color change. I had to Google that just for that. Man, I spent so much time. How much time I was on that engineer? Like, what, like 3-4 hours?
3 hours.
Just trying to get, like, the picture straight. And then, you know, I try to convert it. So I convert it from a Word document to a PDF. And then I realized, like, wow, like, I can't, like, upload it that way. So it got to be a JPEG. Well, dang, I don't know how to convert it to a JPEG. So then I'm trying to get that done. And then it was just crazy. I called Blog Talk Radio trying to get them to help. It was crazy. Like, I think it was longer than 3 hours. Like, literally, I started, like, probably like 11, 12, and like it was like starting to get turned into evening almost, and I'm still messing with it. Like, man, it was crazy. So I had an interesting start. Then I didn't eat, then I had to get in the shower. I was all late, you know, we got guest callers today. I barely, like, Nizzy was about to bite my head off. I barely made it on time. Nizzy Nay, y'all fussing at me. It was crazy. It was just one of those days, but man, that graphic design stuff, like, I respect the people that do it. It's a craft like anything else. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, like, you're going to be sitting there, like, looking stupid. Like, and I'm not computer illiterate, but, like, that took a lot of my day, man. That was mentally and emotionally draining. I was about to, like, throw my computer, like, seriously. Like, I was crazy.
Shame on you.
So tonight's show.
And still didn't get it up, too. And still didn't get
what,
it
the,
up, by
what,
the
picture?
Way.
You talking about the
picture? Yeah.
I mean, well, I did get it up, but, you know, it took a minute, but I did get it up, and I'm still trying to see, like, if, you know, I can do anything to, like, enhance it. You know, I'm work in progress, y'all. I'm a work in progress, so, you know. It was a good experience, though. But tonight's show is about the state of hip-hop. Like, as far as, like, everything. Like, I don't know, Nizzy Nay, like, how do you personally feel about hip-hop right now? Like, you know, what's your thoughts on hip-hop? Like, where is that right now?
Like, honestly, if you tell me about a song, I probably most likely won't know it. That's how I am in today's music, because hip hop has changed. Like, it's just like throw somebody a beat and, you know, have them saying some crazy stuff and everybody's gonna like it. As long as the beat sounds good, nobody really listens to the words and what they're saying. It's not like back in the day with Biggie and Tupac and all that. It's nothing like it. I like the old school. You know what I mean? It's like when artists first come out, they're good, but then it's like they change. Like, the only person I can really honestly say that has stayed, like, consistent with their music is T.I.
Oh, that's my man right there. T.I., that's my man right there. I mean, that's my man. He definitely keeps it true. So you never was feeling those songs like, what is it, Crank That Batman and Chicken Noodle Soup, and you must have never feeling those type songs?
You see what I'm saying? Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, what is that? What is that? Like, really, they don't talk about no realness nowadays. They don't talk about none of that.
Like, what happened to, like, the political rapper and, like, the...
And underground music seems to be the best, really, honestly, nowadays.
I can agree with you on that. Like, all I listen to now is underground. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I turned the radio on. Because it's like now, it seems like, it seems like all of the, the songs that they play on the radio now, like, all got that same sound. It seems like it's, like, three producers making the beat for all the songs that's on the radio. Like, literally, everything be sounding the same. Like, I don't know what happened. I used to get really great quality music. Not to take anything away from the artists now, that's, because, I mean, you know, I never tried, like, denying nobody's
work. It would be good.
Actually, but, like,
It would be good to see how a new artist come out, to have something original and new and really give that realness. I would mess with hip hop again if a new artist came out and they just really came out like you like that real hip hop where they was just talking
get some
about
other artists
real.
A chance.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So. Tonight, we have some guest callers. We got Miss Busybody and Mr. Sinister. Miss Busybody, who is the manager of Mr. Sinister. And she got some other things that she's into, and we'll get into that when we bring them in. But, we got our guest callers. We're going to go ahead and bring them in. So, without further ado, guest callers, you are now... on the air. What's good with y'all, Miss Busybody, Mr. Sinister?
Hey,
how y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, y'all?
Ain't much, you know. Groundhog, get money. You know how it go.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And like I was saying with Mizzy Nay, like, you know, we was talking about, like, hip-hop and, like, you know, like, where is that right now, like, as far as, like, what's on the radio and stuff like that, like, both of y'all opinions, Mr. Sinister, you can go first. How do y'all feel about, like, you know, where hip hop is right now?
I was listening to what y'all was saying, and y'all were basically touching on every point that I could possibly say. You know, the game lacks lyricism. The game now lacks character. Nobody really has a character. They're all coming out with images instead of a character. You know, like Tupac said. He said, you can assassinate my character, you know what I mean, because they're trying to destroy his image, but in a sense, his positive image, you know. So nobody really has a character figure in the game now. You know, the game has lost a lot of integrity as far as, like your co-host was saying, with the beats. Everything is about beats now. It's not a matter of what you're saying lyrically. It's a matter of just as long as your beat rock and you got a catchy hook, then you got to hit record.
Exactly.
You know, so that's my opinion on it, and a lot of to dumb it down a lot, you know. But the thing of it is that what you were saying about giving an artist a new chance, that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm trying to keep hip-hop alive and show the world that lyricism is still alive. You know, character is still alive. Instead of swag, personality is still alive. You know, that's the thing about it, is keeping that personality alive in the game and somebody having a voice. And I feel as though I can present that.
No doubt, man. What about you, Miss Busybody? How you feel about it?
I guess I'm somewhat in the same boat. I honestly feel like today they hip hop targets the younger audience. Because they're going to be the first ones to run out there, spend their money on whatever mixtape, albums, singles that's out there. That's why it's so many one-hit wonders still. What they call them?
One-hit wonders?
Like, people are making it because they got one hit, and it's just bumping on somebody's ringtone, and that's it. It's like... nobody's saying anything anymore. Just like Mr. Sinister said, it's like it's I don't know. I wouldn't say it's all the same beat, but the hooks is definitely what's catching a lot of people. They use the hooks to drag in a younger crowd, and underground artists today do have better lyric beats. They put more work and drive into what it is that they're doing. I hold showcases. I see so many independent artists out there grinding, and then you get that question mark over your head, almost like, damn, why he ain't make it? Why he ain't signed? And it's like showcase after showcase after showcase. You see the same artist putting it down, putting it down, putting it down. You see the videos. They're putting it down, but nobody's checking for them. You know what I'm saying? And even taking it back to the older Biggie, the people that were rapping back when Biggie was out and stuff, they're still spitting the same thing they were spitting back then at these shows and on their videos and on their tracks. But now it's like, oh, you're 40. You're too old to be in a game. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, right. Shit, I was spitting this shit back then. You ain't noticed me then. I'm spitting the same shit now. Now I'm just too fucking old. So now here they go. Yo, I'm 25. Nigga, you went to school with my moms. Like, but at the same time, they still got the same swag that we fell in love with. You know what I'm saying?
But now they're
being judged because of their age. Oh, now you're too old. It's like, damn, I'm too old then. I didn't make it when I was younger, and I was spitting the same shit I'm spitting now. The stuff that really sold. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that the older, more mature artists wanted to hear because it had some type of meaning behind the music. So I really don't know what's going on with it. It's like if you're not throwing a pyramid, they don't want you.
I'm
not getting it. It's like you sell your soul or that's it. Yeah, you sell your soul or that's it.
Yeah, it did seem like all the big names are throwing them diamonds up, huh?
Everybody
is selling records, nigga. Sure they throwing them diamonds up.
But then it's like, I listen to the radio. So it's like, shit, 10 songs playing on the radio, and it's like 3 artists on all 10 of the songs that's constantly spinning.
Yeah,
so your ass is tired of hearing them same fucking 3 artists on them same 10 songs. And then you're wondering, like, damn, what they doing? You know what I'm saying? This song sound like his first 3 songs, and then it sound like this nigga's second, the 2 songs he came out with. So it's like almost like you got to Google to see who made this song because everybody sound the same, and you can't even distinguish the voice when you hear it. And that's often. I'm like, who's that?
Right.
I'm naming 6 people that sound the same, and they're like, nah, that ain't him. Nah, that ain't him. I'm like, well, who is it? And they all got the same exact sound, the same tone, the same voice. It's like, shit, I don't know what to say.
And is it me or do it seem like the music off of people's albums, like the ones that be singles, don't be like the most lyrical, the most like clever thought up type of
song? No, they put
songs.
That pop
it's always
on,
like a dumbed down
album.
Song.
Yeah, the game
like
is commercialized
ABC, 1, 2, 3 songs. Like they be the songs that get the airplay.
Yeah, right, they call them nursery rhymes. That's nursery rhymes.
Elementary rhymes.
Child. But then the shit they saying is not even shit that our kids should be saying. But because it's catchy, you're catching them out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why all the little girls is in school twerking. I mean, what else? That's it. There's nothing else going on.
I mean,
Jay-Z
said it, to be honest, Jay-Z said
it
best, you know, dumb down your music, you double your dollars, and that's what the game has turned into, you know what I mean, everybody's making this dumbed down music as to where if I hear it one time, I'll memorize it, and that way I can go say it to everybody, yo, you heard that new this, you heard that new that, but it sounds just like she said, it sounds just like the other song that someone else made, like, what got me was how Future and Scooter, I don't mean to say names or nothing like that, but I'm just keeping it real. You know, Future and Scooter, when I first heard them, I thought they was one and the same because they both sound the same. You know
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah,
but
like,
I know who Future is, but
yeah,
I don't
know
who the other person is.
Yeah, and they both sound the same. You know what I mean? You can't distinguish. I couldn't distinguish them for like 2-3 months, and that was off the Dirty Sprite mixtape. I could not distinguish who was who. You know what I mean? And nobody, like, nobody got a voice.
I've got a mixtape that I've got from song 1 to song 21 off of independent artists, and then I get an album of someone who's out there and they're making all this money, and then I'm shuffling like, shit, what song do I like on here? I don't like this. I don't like this. This sound like the first one. This sound like the second one. And it's like, damn. And then
really, they
throw,
like, they throw in the CD.
The beats.
Yeah, exactly. Just to hit a beat. If the beat ain't hot, they skip it. If
no, but
the beat ain't hot,
the beats are catchy.
It.
The beats are some shit my kids are going to jump around to, but the words that are coming out of their mouth is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, who are you really selling this for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't know. I go to a lot of shows and I see people like, the shit, you take the hood nigga off the corner that can spit lyrics. You'll be surprised that he has so much going on in his head and he's able to put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
And it kind of, I hold showcases because when I hear it, it honestly kind of touched me like, damn, you would never think. You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga's making all the money, shining, all wearing the same clothes. They're doing everything identical. These are the people that are making it. You don't see nobody really getting signed. Nothing's going on. And people that signing people, they just want to make their own music and be in every video hopping around. But they're not.
Everybody on their best Diddy
tip. Quality. They're honestly not signing quality artists. They're not signing quality.
And that's actually how me and Chanel met, was through a showcase. I had did a showcase in New York with the Top Mics tour. And she seen me up there. I reached out to her. You know, I noticed on her card she said manager. I looked into it, and we are where we are now. You know, it's been nothing but realness from day one.
Yeah.
You know, she sees the grind. She sees the grind. She sees the dedication. You know, I everywhere I've gotten on my own till I got to New York, you know, I did all of that with the help of a few other people and myself. But that grind and dedication is what got me there. And then from that point on, when we met, it was just instant. You know, it was instant. You know, because the thing that the game is, another thing that hip hop is missing now is real recognized real. You know, everybody comes out, they got this they got a story behind them, and then later on down the line, something else come out where they wasn't really doing that, or they don't have no track record, as they say, you know. So everybody now is just like, if you got really what it all boils down to, if you got that money and you pay, they're gonna put you out there. You know, if you ain't got that money, they don't want to hear what you got to say. You can say Jesus is the savior, and if you ain't put $100 in front of that, they don't want to hear what you got to say, man. You know, and it's sad, but that's how it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want to say, I see somebody from 315 is trying to talk to us, and I'm going to finish, you know, interviewing Miss Busybody and Mr. Sinister, and 315, if you hold patiently, I will get to you. So, Mr. Sinister, do you like any rappers in the game right now? And, like, if you do, what rappers are you feeling right now?
I must be honest, and my favorite rapper in the game right now, a lot of people disagree with me on this, is Gucci Mane. And I say that because a lot of people disagree with me. And the reason why they disagree with me is because of his lyrical content, which I can say is not all that. But being an artist and understanding someone's story and them being real about themselves, that's how I can relate to Gucci Mane. And a lot of people don't understand that. And for one, it's all on the story of, you know, the beef between him and Jeezy. You know, if you really know it, Gucci was the one who really got down to business when it was all said and done. And all he did was say the same thing in his music. You know, so if you look at Lil Wayne, everybody says something, he's not writing his lyrics, things like that. You know, Lil Wayne's a cool guy, I like his music. You know, he's at the top of the game right now in my mind. Jay-Z is always a forerunner. Nas, he's always a forerunner. But other than that, people such as 2 Chainz or Future or, you know, Young Scooter, all these new guys coming up. I remember on MTV Jams, they were saying no more Little and no more Young This back in, like, 2010. Now you still got guys coming out Little This and Young That, you know. So nobody in the game, or should I say on the radio right now, catches my attention, because anybody can get on the track and say 1, 2, 3, I am who I be, and then put it out there and somebody's going to like it, you know. But if there's an actual story behind it and you can research that story and find out, oh yeah, they really about what they talking about, that's when I respect you. Mm-hmm. So that's why Gucci mm-hmm. Man gets my respect 100% in the game. You know, he does say some trashy stuff, but if he didn't grind and dedicate, put his story into it, he wouldn't be where he at now, you know?
Yeah, you got a point.
You know what? I'm about to say, it's one Gucci Man song I like. It's just catchy. That's that, what's that, Lemon Heads, I think it's called?
Lemon and a Chain with
yeah,
the
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That song
yeah.
catchy. The deep crazy,
that's
the hook,
one.
Everything. That's,
State
that's
versus,
one Gucci
State
Man
versus
song
Rager
I can say
Davis.
I do like.
Mm-hmm. That was his album. State versus Rager Davis was a good album for him. But Gucci Man is really a mixtape artist. You know, I was rocking with Gucci Man ever since Trap House. You know, that's when he got me. You know, Trap House on then. So Icy Boys. I mean, I can run the whole Gucci Man camp.
I remember that. That's the song that what? It was that was him and Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
That's
Trap
how they
House.
Got the beefing over that song, right?
Uh huh. Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that whole
altercation. And that even goes into the topic of the night, the state of hip hop. You know, another thing is people don't really get nowhere in the game unless they dissing another artist. You know, I got to put
That's
you
true.
Down first in order to get mm-hmm. my name up, instead of us just coming together and collaborating and making music. Like the South back in 2005, 2006, when Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, all of them was getting together, that was unity in the South. They came together. You know what I mean? The North kind of lost that aspect. They had it back. And, well, I don't know. The North was always about battle rapping, you know.
I don't know.
So,
I'm going to say one thing, because, honestly, like, I may not have the funds to do it right now, but I'm, like, using all my I'm trying every port to get a mixtape together with, like, a lot of independent artists. And that's to show them that sometimes you may not be heard as an individual, but
mm-hmm.
if you put all of them together, everybody they know, all the followers they have, and not even all, let's say they have 10 faithful, each of them. If each of them 10 faithful people that you know was to purchase this mixtape and it's selling on iTunes, people see the sales and people see this and people see that. Now they now want to see what it's about. They want to purchase it. Sales go up, and now you may not be the one noticed, but somebody else on that mixtape might get noticed, because now
mm-hmm.
it's starting to make some type of noise. You know what I'm saying? If you're
mm-hmm.
working as an individual, people hate, oh, I'm not going to listen to that because I make music and I don't listen to other rappers' music. I hear that
guys,
so often.
A lot of hate.
That it's like, damn. So you don't even know what's out there, really, if you ain't listening. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? You think your shit
right.
is hot. Well, these niggas is wiping the floor with you, and you don't even know it
because
you ain't listening. So you buzzing, yo, I'm the best rapper out there. How you know that? Your ears ain't even to the street. You don't know what nobody else is spitting because you ain't listening.
Now,
so,
I got to disagree, because personally, I don't listen to the radio like that. I throw it on every now and then. I don't go buy people's CDs. And that's
no, I'm not saying the radio. I'm talking about other independent artists.
Oh, yeah. I'll listen.
You
want to like,
know what's up and coming. That's
yeah.
almost like
uh-huh.
if somebody's loading a gun, you want to know how much bullets is in there. You know what I'm saying? So you
exactly.
watch it. You got to
exactly.
watch. But it's like, oh, well, I haven't listened to another artist in 10 years. So now you think you hot, but your shit is really not. Nobody's feeling you, really, but you think your shit is hot. Because, no, I'm just saying. You think your shit is hot because you got your little faithful few following you around clapping and shit, but you don't see what the game has out there because your eyes are closed, your ears are closed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a show and you think you're the hottest thing, and then niggas is cleaning you with the floor, cleaning the floor with you. It's almost
yeah.
like, damn, yo, now you got to start listening.
Mm-hmm. As some showcases.
Like, I'm so tired of hearing people don't listen. Yo, I don't listen to niggas' shit. And I'm like, yo, really? Well, you
yeah.
need to, because you don't even know that they're killing you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know it. So I think that's another thing. Everybody's
Mr.
for themselves. They don't want to show love. It's crazy.
I was going to say, Mr. Sinister, as far as like features, like how do you go about doing that? Like, are you willing to do features? Do you charge for features, or is it all love? Like, how do you go about doing features?
To be honest, I want to be
on the come up.
I want to be a feature artist. I don't want to be the mainstream artist that's out there making a bunch of albums every year. I want to be the dude that's banging in the summertime. You hear me on everybody track. You know, as of right now, I'm not charging for any features. It's all love. I do music with a lot of people. To name a few, I got my man Vez Dollar. I do a lot of music with him. I want to link up with my boys in Baltimore, Royal Boys Music. Down here, I do music with Young Fortune.
And where is down here at? Like the people know.
Down here is in North Carolina, which is actually where I'm calling from right now. I'm Baltimore born and raised, but North Carolina resident at the moment. But down here, I want to I work with Young Fortune, Pete Gates, Jen Han. I do a lot of features down here because that's mainly what I want to do. You know, I want to drop that album every year just to let them know, hey, I ain't playing with you. But at the same time, I still want to be that feature artist on your track. Like, I can say Lil Wayne inspired that because, you know, every summer you hear him on everything. Ain't a track that come out in the summertime that he ain't on, you know. And his line, he said, I get on anybody track and hit that bitch with that Wayne train. Like, that's how I feel about myself. You know, I get on your track and I'll be Eminem and you could be Jay-Z. That's just how I personally feel, you know. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's a competition thing, and at the end of the day, it's all love. You know, I want a feature. You know, it's all love, but it's just like basketball. Since the game on tonight, it's just like basketball. We friends off the court, it's all love, but when we on that court, we best enemies, you know? So that's how I keep it when it comes to features.
And speaking of that, ain't Lil Wayne getting something like $100,000 per feature?
$100,000
every feature? That's crazy, man.
Man,
that's
the numbers is crazy on the features.
That's accurate, but if it is, that's crazy numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you
man,
know, you
I
hear artists
stop,
on the track, $50,000 a verse, you know, $100,000 a verse, stuff like that. So it's like that out there, though, you know.
That's
it's definitely
crazy.
Like
you
that
know
on the feature
when
tip.
You can charge somebody $100,000 for a 16-bar verse. God,
but you
gotta,
dude, you gotta bring it when you write them 16. They gotta be a tough 16, you know. And the thing about it now,
for $100,000,
yeah. And the thing about hip hop now is, dudes will get on your track and not really say nothing. You know, they just take your money, get on there, drop a couple bars, and it's really for a name. That's how you get there. Once you build your name, then you can say, hey, look, I'm charging you $100,000 a verse. This is taking up my time. You know what I mean? So you can do that once you've built that name. You know?
Right, and you're going to get heard by so many more people because you got somebody that's popular featuring on your track. Everybody
exactly.
might buy your CD just to hear that one feature. So that's a good point.
And that's how it is. Like, you hear a new track, like Kelly Rowland, for instance. They say, new Kelly Rowland featuring Lil Wayne. You personally, you probably won't even want to care what Kelly Rowland song about, even though you'll like it later on down the line. But initially, you'll want to hear what Lil Wayne has to say on it. You know, just because of who he is and how he built his career and what he does. You know, I respect Lil Wayne as an artist wholeheartedly. He grinds. He puts forth the effort. He does what he got to do to get where he is, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And Miss Busybody, how do you feel about your artists collaborating with other local artists, like artists on the come out? How do you feel about that? Do you think it's a waste of time or you think it's a good look for them? How do you feel about that?
No, I think as a featured artist, he's actually putting himself out there even more. You know what I'm saying? When you are an individual and you're doing a project, it's just your project. So you're going to do your promotions. You're going to do this. You're going to do that because you're responsible. But when you're on someone else's thing and it's widespread, everybody's promoting. At the same time, they're promoting you, not just themselves. So it's like you're reaching now a wider range of people. You know what I'm saying? Because for the dude that don't listen to other people's music, he might like your boy music because they people, but he might never listen to yours. But now he bumping that shit and you're featured on it. So now it's like, he's on such and such song. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? And it just opens up more doors and opportunities. That's how I feel about him doing features on other people's tracks. I think it's actually a bonus.
She know I'm going to bring that heat 100% when you see me on the feature.
Hear that.
I'm going to bring that heat. You know?
Make sure you come correct on that feature. That's that one opportunity. You might tap into a whole new market. Like, you
man,
know, whatever followers that person got, you might gain those followers. You get their respect if you spit some hot fire.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I've been in the game since 13. I'm 25 now. I've been in the game for a long time. And every day I get better. You know, I can tell from the moment when I first met Chanel to now how I've progressed, you know. So
Chanel, that's Miss Busybody, so nobody will get confused.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, excuse me. We keep it on a personal level.
So
that's Miss Busybody to y'all.
You know.
That's Miss Busybody to y'all if y'all didn't know, you know. But that's my homie. That's my ace, you know.
No doubt.
And one
I think
thing
that's
about
good
hip-hop.
That like, y'all got a good bond and a good friendship from manager to artist to manager, because sometimes it's all business, but when it's like an actual bond and an understanding, it's more than just business, but like, yo, you cool too. Like, yeah, I like what you do, and it's respect.
Now, whatever decisions he makes,
I'm happy. Much more healthier.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I said whatever decisions he makes, I back them, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's
no doubt.
Where a lot of people go wrong, because it's like in some cases the manager wants to make all the decisions, in other cases the artist want to make all the decisions, and it's no middle man, it's no middle ground, you know what I'm saying? So I think there's always got to be some sort of a medium in order for things to work out. And then a lot of managers are scared that the artists are unloyal. That's another thing. They're putting so much out there, and then, like, you get an unloyal person who's not even considering how much you put into them. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like managers don't even want to manage people because of the past artists that they may have managed before or whatever. So a lot of people don't get good opportunities because of the people that came before them,
mm-hmm.
the unloyals. You know? You put that stamp on them, the unloyals.
Because you got to understand
that. you
got to understand that both of y'all are trying to come up from nothing to something. So
mm-hmm.
why would you
mm-hmm.
jeopardize that by not being loyal or just taking advantage of, you know, by taking
mm-hmm.
advantage of, you're really hurting yourself, you know?
Exactly. And Ms. Busybody, speaking of managing, like, how many artists are you managing right now? And, like, what genres are they in? You know, you can do some name drop and let them know, like, you know, drop a few names,
initially,
let them know.
I was at one initially. That ended, the road was rough with that person, very ungrateful, unappreciative, and I put a lot of work, but I don't regret it because I learned from it. You know what I'm saying? I learned how
so
to
you're
do
not
a lot
gonna,
of
you're
things.
Not going to say that person's name? No names?
Oh, no, nah. We'll
no, that's publicity.
You only
want to
give him that shine.
No, that's publicity.
I'm still
right
loyal. He's the unloyal. But at the end of the day, I'm going to put it like this. Yeah, he's the unloyal. I was always loyal. When I said I'm doing this, that, and the third, I did it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say this. That's why he's at the bottom now, and I'm still at the top. You get it? I started with him. I went up to two artists, and I had to let the second one go, being that he was so young and he was only 16 in school. He really couldn't participate the way I needed him to participate as far as showcases and coming out on weekends to do things, because it was like, oh, my parents said no and things to that effect, or, oh, that's too late. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the things do take place from 7 p.m. to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., even on weeknights.
Right.
I'm at the clubs weeknights. I'm tucking my kids in after work, and I'm out the door. And then I'm back at work 2 hours after that. But, you know, everything's a learning experience. That's the way I see it.
Right, no doubt.
I went from the first artist not knowing nothing. And now I'm working with Mr. Sinister. You can say, hey, he could come to me and say, hey, I need a picture video put together. I need you to edit this interview. I need to figure out how to copyright this. I've done that now. You know what I'm saying? So everything wasn't a complete loss, because I gained knowledge. I gained connections. I was out there networking. I networked when I networked for him, but they was looking at me. So now
he has no connections with those people. I have all those connections still. But I don't think of it as a complete loss. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way
yeah,
I look
no
at
doubt.
It. Everything is an experience. And if you are a strong person and you hold your head up and you dust your shoulders off from experiences like that, it'll only bring you to a bigger, better thing.
No doubt.
That's it.
Yep. And wish y'all, both of y'all, I'm going to ask both of y'all this question. We can start with Mr. Sinister. Like, what's your goal in the music industry, like, to achieve what? Like, at what height you trying to get to? Like, how big do you want to be? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
Honestly, when you're in it to win it, there is no set goals. However long I can go, however far I can go, I want to go there. You know, I don't want to limit myself to a certain extent. I want to go as far as possible. So I really have no limit, but my main focus is progress and good music. You know, I want the universe to know who I am. I don't want just the world. I want the universe to know who I am. But I also want to be that voice for others that don't necessarily say it or don't want to say it. Or I want to have that song you pop in if you're going through something and you want to ease your mind and you want to get a sense of meditation. I want to have that song where you can meditate to. You know, I want to have that song you can ride down the road smoking to. I want to have that song you listen to your girl with featuring a singer on it. You know, I want to do
right.
any and everything as far as possible. Literature and words are first and foremost my favorite, which has got me into music. So I definitely want to look into owning my own magazine. And another is clothing line, of course, is becoming a big thing. So I would like to give something to show, hey, I support this guy, and that's basically what a clothing line is. Also, movies is another thing that I had in mind. I did a little acting when I was younger. So I just want to use all the talents and all the knowledge that I have and see how far it gets me. And definitely, like, as I said, you know, no limit to any of it.
Yeah, no doubt. And Ms. Busybody, you as a manager, like, is this managing something you plan on continuing doing and you want to really break in the industry as a manager, or is this something you do now for the passion and you looking to venture off in other directions?
Well, I've always been the type of person that always lend a helping hand. So I'm at a point where I want to stick to managing. In addition, I want to have something set for myself. Like, I want to start a studio, a recording radio studio. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm able to also host, have people come on. In addition to that, come out, record, have someone making beats, have an engineer present, things like that. I want to have a big studio where I could have quality music being made. Because I listen to people's mixtapes, and you can't even understand some of the stuff they're saying, being that there's no clarity. A lot of people can't afford it. They're in their basements or wherever else making these. The songs are good. The lyrics are good. The quality sucks. So now you're drawing people away. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They pop it in. They don't understand what's going on. They're not going to kill themselves to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yo, I made 200 of these mixtapes, and all them shit sound like crap. What you going to do now? So I want to at least be able to have a studio where people could come out, you know what I'm saying? I might not even charge. I might get you to go donate your time to a charity somewhere. In addition, I'll put you in my studio, you know what I'm saying? Little things like
mm-hmm.
that. I think everything makes a difference. So, and then I'm working on a few other things, Busybody Cosmetics, into makeup. I love doing makeup. I went to school for chemistry, so I want to actually start my own makeup line down the line. I want to start my own makeup line. So that's about it.
I hear that, though. Can't go wrong with that. I mean, shoot, what woman don't want to, you know, get into cosmetics? What woman don't wear some type of something to do with cosmetics?
Actually,
so
Google
nice.
Cosmetics. Cosmetics is cleaning up. Everybody's screaming, oh, I don't wear makeup. No cake, no cake, no cake. Bitch, you got on eyeshadow. That course. I'm cleaning
yeah,
up.
That's
taking all that
part
makeup.
Of it, right?
I'm
exactly.
making lip glosses.
All yeah, no
I'm
doubt.
Not,
that's funny because I was
doing
just.
Glosses, I'm doing mascaras, whatever.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
All of that. Hey, Nizzy
yep.
May.
Uh-huh.
Nizzy May.
thinking about that made me think about that Barbie's topic we had the other night, thinking about the whole makeup thing. You know how we talk about
that,
the whole
just
Barbie
ran
thing.
Through my head.
Y'all
got
y'all gotta hear it yourself to understand where we're coming from right now. I just had a flashback. It was funny. But how long, Mr. Sinister, how long have you been rapping? Like, well, you already said you've been rapping for like 12 years. What type of rap style would you consider yourself? Like, what type of rapper would you consider yourself to be?
I definitely would consider myself a rapper with enthusiasm. And I use the word enthusiasm because I put my heart into every song that I make. You know, no matter what the topic is, no matter what the subject matter is, I always put my heart into it and I give 100%. You know, so I would basically label myself as a real rapper. You know, I don't want to say anything other than that because I keep it real on everything, you know, and that's what hip-hop is missing. No one is keeping it real. Whether you're talking about twerking or whether you're talking about a strip club or whether you're talking about the White House or whether you're talking about whatever it is, you got to keep it real. So I would label myself as a real rapper.
I hear that.
That's right.
That's a humble answer right there. And I don't know, like, you know, don't quote me on that. I said 12 years. How many years has it been exactly? Don't have me being all
you put
wrong
me on
about
the spot
I'm
now
because
math ain't my strongest point. I know I've been
you said
doing 12?
2013.
It's 12 years. He was 13.
13 years. Okay, I was close.
Math ain't my strongest point. You can't ask me no math questions on it.
I feel you, man. Ain't my strong
you say $100 plus $100, I say, oh, that's 200. I know that, you know.
Right.
And Mr. Sinister.
Yes, sir.
If you could do a feature with any major artist of your choice, one feature with any major artist of your choice, who would it be and why?
Oh, man, I already told you, Gucci Mane, man. I'm waiting for that
no, you
moment.
Said that's who you're feeling, but who you would do your feature with? Like,
that's
who you would choose to do a feature with?
His I say that because his audience is broader than a lot of people think. You know what I mean? Of course I could do a feature with Lil Wayne, but who are they going to listen to more on that feature? They going to listen to Lil Wayne more, or are they going to listen
true.
To me? You know? So mm-hmm. I would rather do a feature with somebody who does have a broad audience, but I'm still up and coming. My audience isn't that big. Now, granted, Lil Wayne will get me out there to his audience, but I don't want to start off, you know, say, for instance, I do that feature with him, and they're like, oh, well, he crushed him. You know, he crushed dude. He crushed him. So then what I tried to start automatically gets shut down, you know. So it's a matter of building myself up there. So Gucci definitely would be the first dude I do a feature with. And to second that, instead of a hip-hop artist, I would love to do a feature with Trey Songz. You know what I'm saying? I would love to do a feature with Trey Songz because I like the soul that he brings. And he can definitely mm-hmm. match that. He could definitely match that with me on the track. So.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And plus, females love Trey Songz. So if you do a feature with Trey Songz, you automatically going to have about a million
Lord.
Women listen to you automatically just because. Oh, Trey Songz got a new song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, who's
oh,
the
yes.
Mr. Sinister? Bam, there you go.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. He done started something. You hear her?
She like, oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go
for hours.
Are you over there about to have a moment?
Take both your shirts
off. Like, we need to let you go
out
and handle some business. You need a moment real quick? You need some private time?
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Like, hold on, we gotta take a commercial break real quick. Dizzy May got some business to handle real quick.
Oh man.
Is your caller still there? Hello?
Yeah. We still
here.
Yeah.
Okay,
she was
saying
is your caller still there? You talking about Dizzy May?
No, you idiot.
You said the caller, the 315. Yeah. 315 still
in
there. My fault, y'all. I'm talking about Nizzy Nate, and I didn't have a moment real quick.
That's what it was. He had to pause for himself for a second.
I got caught in the zone, bro. My bad, y'all.
Yeah, we want to see what was the caller trying to chime in? Did he want
to
speak?
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to definitely get to the caller. So, Miss Busybody.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Nah, we're going to move on. Mr. Sinister, do you battle? Mr. Sinister, do you battle? Like, are you into battling? Like, is that something you went to? Would you ever do that? Would you ever try battling? Because, you know, that's big as far as, like, hip-hop, underground, and, a lot of people like to take that route. Would you be interested in ever doing that?
Yeah, I do a battle. I have no fear in doing a battle, man. You know what I mean? When I was in high school, that's all we did in the lunchroom was battle. You know what I mean? Battling, to me, is a form of hip-hop because, for one, a true battle is a freestyle. And if you can't freestyle, I ain't got no words for you. You know what I mean? So I'll battle anybody if they truly freestyle. And if you go home and you write a predictive text about me and you look up some information on me and you write it all down and you try to come spit it, I don't want none of that. You know what I mean? But if you freestyle battle me on the spot, we can get it in 24/7. I guarantee you lose, but we can get it in 24/7.
I hear that because I ain't gonna lie, I'm a big battle rap fan, and I like underground, and hearing bars. Like I like hearing metaphors, punchlines. I like hearing people really bring it, and I think hip hop is really built on competition and really just built on like just bars. And I like hearing that. Like you really would respect for me when I can just hear that just metaphors, just clever wittiness, all that. So.
I mean, freestyle, like I said, freestyling is that one. If you can't freestyle, honestly,
right,
to me, you can't
somebody
rap.
Somebody put you on the spot. Yeah. Like, you rap? Yeah, I rap. My name is Mr. Sinister. I got my CD out. Yeah, let me hear you spit something real quick. And if you ain't got nothing memorized, you go out on the spot. Like,
I thought you just put me on the spot. Like, hold up. I don't want to have to spit nothing. Give him something quick, cousin. Because you know it's nothing when I come through dump. Let me stop playing, man. But, yeah, man, I really do that, though, man. I really does that on the spot anyway.
That's what's up. That's what's up, no doubt. That's what's up. Hey, Ms. Busybody, like, how would you feel good? Like, I know a lot of managers are not, a lot of labels, a lot of people don't want their artists to get in that circuit because, like, they don't want to take the risk on, like, a hard loss. I don't know if y'all seen Cannabis battle the dude Disaster and got crushed. And, you know, he's a rapper that really was in the industry and made it at one point. Like, you as a manager, Ms. Busybody, like, would you support that, your artist to make that decision to really step out there and just step in the circuit?
You know
really
what? I grew up battle
music.
Rappers, too. I grew up watching niggas battle rap, so why not? Same thing. One of the biggest battle rappers out there, I grew up braiding his hair. He's like my brother. So, yeah, why not? He eating good. If he and his family is taking care of him, why not? He ain't selling no drugs, none of that. Why not?
I mean, I crush somebody's career, and I know she'll be all for it.
I respect the grind. I mean, you'll do it. Like, you'll actually camera, like, and put it on YouTube, all that. Like, you'll take that chance on your career. Because you know if you get knocked out, that might be it. Nobody might not ever want to top your music. Like, you okay with that?
I feel like you're coming at me right now, man. I feel like you're coming at me right now. I'll be in Baltimore July 13th. I'll be in Baltimore. We could put it on camera. It don't matter.
I'll be in Baltimore too. I respect it.
All I gotta say is, if you gonna battle me, come with an original freestyle. Don't come at me with no written, cause that wasn't intended for me. I want something that's off the top of your head to really see where your skills at. And that's what the game doesn't do now. Like Cassidy and Meek Mill, that battle. You know, I really personally think it was all a publicity stunt. But at
you
the end of the day, I believe it was all publicity, man. Cassidy was trying to get a couple dollars. How can I get a couple dollars? Well, let me go at Meek Mill's. But I used to hang with Meek Mill, and we was cool. So all that was publicity for me, you know. But if you're going to really battle me, freestyle battle me. Don't write nothing. Like Meek Mill, he battled with Cassidy, but you could tell he wrote it down. You could tell, you know, and it really didn't sound like a battle. It sounded like a regular song to me, you know. And then Cassidy, one of the greatest freestyle battlers alive. But to me, you kind of messed yourself up battling that dude because the track that I heard, it was pointless to me. I wouldn't have wasted my time. You know, because you got to look at who you are. You Cassidy, the head runner when it comes to freestyling. And then the dumb yourself down and battle Meek Mill, that was pointless. You hurt yourself more than you helped yourself, in my eyes.
No doubt. I hear that.
So we're gonna go ahead and get to this 315 and wait for a minute. We're going to bring 315. 315, you're live on the air.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Enjoying this conversation so far. I'm listening to everybody chime in.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. And like, how do you feel about the state of hip hop? Like 315. Like how you feel about it? Like where's that right now? The game and all of that. What's on the radio? All of that.
You know what I tell people, and I say this kind of jokingly, but I kind of mean this shit too. I hate everybody equally. Like, listen,
oh,
and the reason that I say that, like, y'all were saying, like, there's so many people in the industry that just make music just because it's, like, the thing to do, and there's not a lot of people that's passionate about making music. They're looking to make a dollar off of this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like there's any hip hop. It's just rap. It's just gimmicks. It's just people just trying to get their foot in the door, get what they can get out of it, and leave. Nobody has any love for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why the game is the way that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
I can
no
tell,
doubt.
Like I can tell, like Mr. Sinister and Miss Busybody, I can tell like y'all two are passionate about what you do. I can hear it in what you say and your experiences and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of respect for what you two do. And I don't
much
even know you guys.
Much appreciated, brother.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Not a problem.
That's one thing when I met Mr. Sinister that I appreciated about him. It's so many hip-hop artists out there, and it's like, I don't know. Nobody has passion. It's you can feel when they're on stage who's passionate about something and who just thought like, oh, that was catchy. Let me throw this on a track and go to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get there, you can feel who's passionate and who just messed around or had all their people come together, throw some shit together and say, okay, now we're going to do a show. And you hear it. You hear it. You hear it.
You know what? The,
you
know what? A lot of those artists do. A lot of those artists too. They take industry beats and they rap over the industry beats on stage. Like, how is somebody supposed to take you serious when you're like jocking somebody else's style? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't even have original music.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. The lack of original.
I'm
kind of
with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you could go and spend your money and go to the studio and put 20 tracks down on someone else's beat, shit, I would have respected you more to take that same money, buy 3 beats, and rock them fucking songs to the ground. You know what I'm saying? Because it was
exactly
yours. Because it was yours. And you would have probably saved a few dollars on it, too. Like, no, I'm serious. Because now your shit is hot, but you can't even sell it. It's like you can't even profit. You could have taken that same money, that 3 original beats, put your shit down. I'm sure you could have sold them shit as freaking singles on iTunes and made some. You know what I'm saying? It would have been it would have been more widespread because now more people are going to listen to it because it's on a major, major musical outlet. So many people go to iTunes to buy music. So, I mean, why put your shit on that piss with a billion other people? Everybody got the same beat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm an artist myself, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, we need
like,
to
are you smoking right now?
We need to
am I smoking? I'm not smoking.
You know,
okay,
he did
well,
sound, he sounded smoking. Like it though. He said, you know, I'm an artist myself, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like,
man,
oh, he
listen, y'all.
It.
Listen, y'all. Y'all got to tell me because I haven't been keeping up with the industry. Like, what is hot right now? I don't mean what's, like, literally being played on the radio necessarily, but, like, who is out right now that's popping? Like, whose CD can I go to the store and buy and it'll be a classic out right now, a current CD? in 2013, because I don't know where hip-hop is right now, but I haven't even been keeping up with it. I've just been underground because that's all I've been hearing with good music. Like, y'all got any suggestions?
Well, I like Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick, but the only thing is I listen to more independent artists than I listen to people that made it or is making music in the industry. Because
that's
I go to showcases and they give me their CDs, and I actually listen to it. They post all these songs in my email, on my inbox, on my Facebook page. I may not listen to it at that moment, but when I do listen to it, I give them feedback. Oh, your beat was good, but your lyrics suck. Oh, everything was good, but the quality of the studio was not up to par. No, you got to let them know these things, because then they go to a show, and it's like, you can't even hear their music. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, not clear. So I'll give them little pointers like, all right, everybody that listened to it was your peoples, but I'm not your peoples. You posted it on my page. You wanted feedback. Here's the feedback. You either take it, see how many other people agree with me, or you don't take it at all. That's up to you. But if that's the case, you shouldn't post on people's pages.
A lot of people can't take constructive criticism. A lot of people cannot take constructive criticism. And another thing, being a up-and-coming artist is, you know, when you do have that passion and you put it out there, you're really looking for people to give you an honest opinion. Like I tell people all the time, dude, if you think my music is trash, I will quit and do a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? Even though on the side, I will still make my music because that's what I want to do personally. But at the end of the day, if I feel as though the ratio of people who like versus the ratio of people who don't like my music, you know, will be greater, I'll do what I got to do to survive, period, you know. But I'll definitely, you know, you got to grind, you got to make money somehow, you know. But at the end of the day, you put your music out there hoping to get an honest opinion, and people don't give it to you. And you really look into the people who who you grew up with, you know. You give the music to those people, expecting them to give you an honest opinion. And I personally feel like maybe because they cool with you or they know you, they be like, oh, it's hot, yo. You know, I tell them, nah, man, tell me the truth. Tell me if you really think this is something you can hear on the radio. Is this something that you actually listen to and drive to? You know, so I tell them that all the time. But a lot of people can't handle constructive criticism, you know, which is my point.
Because
you know,
at the end of the day, that's going to be your fans. At the end of the day, that's who's going to be the one that's listening to you. So you gotta listen to them and take that. Because then you know what they want to hear and all of that. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be your fans.
Yeah,
they're the ones that's going to be listening.
Exactly.
You know what it is with a lot of those people? Because they have those people that they grew up with. Building them up and gassing their head, they feel like they're already stars, and that where they are right now is like they want to be hood stars. They don't want any bigger than what they already have because they have this little bit of support behind them, not knowing they can be bigger if they accept that constructive criticism.
Well, yeah, nobody's lashed out on me, so I'm doing pretty good with it, I guess. It's like sometimes people know where they're fucking up at and what's wrong, but they just haven't heard anybody point it out sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They know, like, damn, my quality fucking sucks, because I'm sure they hear other people's shit. But then all the people that they put on their page or they play this song for, everybody will like it. They're not one person they don't know or point that out, and then now they know that it's time to clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's another thing. Some people, their lyrics are terrible, but other people, sometimes they have good beats and good quality, but the lyrics just suck. Or I heard one song, it was just all hook, no lie. It was hooked for 3 minutes straight. I'm like, damn. It was just hook. He just did the hook, no lie, like 40 times within 3 minutes, and I was like, damn. But where's the song? Where's the bars? Like, I heard nothing. But
no song structure.
And I had to point that out to him. I said, yo, dude, where's the song? And then he took it, he ran with it, whatever. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
they don't got to change what they're doing because of your opinion, but some people take it to heart, others won't. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
I know you've been talking about me putting you on a spot. I'm about to put you on a spot again. Can
keep
the people get 16 bars from you?
16 bars.
Can the listeners get 16 bars from you?
Y'all ready?
Let them know what you're
working with.
You want a topic? I mean, how you want this to go down? You orchestrating this right now.
Whatever you
want to
spit, you know. All right,
check me
listening.
Out. Keep it 100 with them, like I say every time. I face one, then I brush my teeth. Look out the window early morning, you gonna see police. When in them streets, you gotta be discreet. Running with heat, sending Aries, but no Aries. 24 sack, call a pack, Ed Reed. We live by our greed to feed the hunger, take you under. 6 feet at least, buried you in a tank, that's a UST. Name one who could speak with me, was calling myself sin before masonry. Put you in your place, make you mace, make you up and leave. Speaking of leaves, roll up some trees. I can't sleep, insomniac, trying to convince the world I'm sick, hypochondriac. You running with rats, trying to snatch the cheese, then give it all the pussy for a nut and then leave. Say what I mean, take it how you want. Know that I don't give a fuck, or crash the nation. Find me deep in a cut like a laceration.
Woo! Ooh. I hear that. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That was dope, man.
Appreciate
it, man. Hey, we got the clap button. Nizzy, we got to get that clap button. That was dope, man.
And actually,
why you on the spot?
I think
why
you should
on the spot
put that
like
out there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's real
right.
Hip hop. Spit something, okay? Bang. Go right in.
Man.
That's hip hop.
Nothing, man.
Right
you want another one, yo? You want me to do another
one? Oh, go ahead. By all means. Feel free. Your time to shine, brother.
I'm going to give them something they ain't never heard before. This ain't freestyle, nothing like that. This is written. This is on my track, On the Map. You can find the video on YouTube. Type in On the Map. Mr. Sinister comes right up. I'm going to give them the first verse. You're going to love this one, too. I say, I'm from the home of the wire, where bodies get found in vacants, where many originate but seldom of us make it, where you'll want to tuck your chain because you know we'll take it. And when it's cold outside, you better have your heat adjacent. You see, this money I ain't chasing. I'd rather just let it come. And these suckers don't want to fight. They'd rather just grab a gun. See, this the home of the birds for sports teams and fiends, where kids go to sleep and few of them have dreams. I'm from where they had the first ever telegraph line. Don't speak work on the phone. That's the telegram line. Where Tupac was on Madison for the School of the Arts. Mr. Sin was on McHenry smoking loud duck in the Knox. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't know what I'm talking about, man. But that's Baltimore City all day long, man.
Yeah, you know I know what you're talking about, dog.
Yes, sir. Baltimore City to the death.
Yeah. Most death, man. Definitely like your style, man. Definitely.
Appreciate that.
You know what? That video, what's the name of that video you posted on Facebook?
I believe it was On the Map that I posted on your page.
On the Map. That is the video that you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for people to find that, they just go to YouTube and they type in what exactly to find that?
Type in On the Map, Mr. Sinister comes right up. You can even type in On the Map and where the predictive text is. You'll see On the Map, Mr. Sinister right there in front of you.
Right. That's
currently,
exactly,
I believe.
This is a good video, too. I've seen that joint.
I appreciate the love, man. I believe the views are at 498. I believe that's what it is. Let me look it up right now and make sure that is what
Come
it
on,
is.
Come on, y'all. Let's get this man 1,000 views, man. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Work, he grinding. You know, so y'all check it out. Anybody listening, check it out. You heard him spit live. He's dope. You know, he's a down-to-earth person. You know, he's not one of those. You know, some rappers be like, they be jackasses. You know, that won't be. Everybody ain't cool just because they rap. You got a down-to-earth person here that rap. Be nice with it, man. You know, show him some love, man. Check him out, man.
And
most
on the map.
Because a lot of times.
Be sure to check my favorite. My favorite is Jungle Pack. I run that one into the ground.
Oh, yeah. Jungle Pack
he
is her video,
Jungle
man.
Pack. I run that one to the ground.
While we on it, I want to give a shout-out to my director, Jay Fever Films. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my director. He directed both videos, Jungle Pack and On the Map. That's Lifeline Entertainment. I want to give them a big shout-out. We grinding, man. Like I said, we grinding. I appreciate the love. I appreciate everything, man. You know, I appreciate the opportunity for the interview. Definitely a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We appreciate having y'all on the show. And before we let y'all go, we want y'all to both leave your contact information for the people. If anybody's interested in getting a manager or a feature rapper or anything like that, let them know how they can find you.
Busybody ladies first.
Okay. You can find me at Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, Busybody. That's at Facebook. And Miss Busybody 718 at gmail.com. Those are the two contacts that I really, really use pretty often. Those are the only two.
And what about you, Mr. Sinister?
You can find me on Facebook at Marlin Sin Barnes. That's MarlinSinBarnes. You look me up on Twitter at _ I'm Baltimore. That's I'm Baltimore. SoundCloud.com/MrSin 410. Gmail is Mr. Dotson 410@gmail.com. I'm all over the internet, man. You know, I'm all over the internet. I don't even know how many other things to give them, man. But we got Instagram, the same thing.
Yeah.
@_IMBaltimore. Look me up, man. I'm on there. Marlin Sin Barnes for Facebook, Twitter @_IMBaltimore.
I'm probably the worst person that ever tweeted, so I don't give that out because I'm a slack.
I was wondering. I'm like, I know she got a Twitter.
I do have a Twitter, but I am the worst. My Twitter, Miss Busybody, @MissBusybody718, and my Instagram is also @MissBusybody718. Busybody is spelled BUSYBODY, MS, Miss.
No doubt.
Hello?
Man, no doubt.
Are y'all
yeah, no doubt, no doubt. We here, no doubt. It was definitely a pleasure, man. And look, I had a long day, so I know we had an awkward moment where it was like some silence. I was over here trying to get it together. You know, everything, like I told y'all at the beginning, from the way my day started off all the way up till now, I was just, you know, had a little awkward moment. That's my bad, but, you know, I was, you know, trying to get it together over here, but we good, you know, definitely enjoyed the interview. Definitely enjoyed having y'all on, and, you know, we're going to have to get on here together and chop it up again one day. You know,
most
see where y'all at,
man.
From where y'all was at now to where y'all at next time we have y'all on there. And, man, definitely check out Mr. Simmons' video, man, and, you know, let's get his views up, man. He's deserving of it, man.
Can
man,
I just say one quick
hip-hop
thing? Also, y'all can go to Mr. Sinister, request him on Facebook. He does have a video shoot coming up in Baltimore, and it would be nice to get, like, extra people out there supported. We're trying to make it, like, a big thing, have a lot of supporters.
Oh, yeah, touchdown. How could I forget
that?
How could I forget
that,
Chanel?
Let them know that.
Yeah, no doubt, yeah.
Touchdown music video will be recorded in Baltimore. July 17th through July 20th. We're going to be, on the 17th, we're going to be at Gwyn Oak Park. I'm pretty sure you know where that is, brother. On July 18th, we're going to be down Raven Stadium. I'm going to try to get in the Raven Stadium, see if they'll let us get a scene in there.
One more?
And I'm trying to find a few more locations to go. But the event is on Facebook. As Chanel said, you can look me up. My music page is Mr.Sinister. Look me up. The event is on there. I'll update it as soon as I get the other locations. But as of right now, I know that we'll be at Gwyn Oak Park and we will be at Raven Stadium.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Well, it was definitely a pleasure having both of y'all on here. And, you know, y'all definitely both welcome to come back on at any time. You know, we talk about any and everything. We get all types of debatable topics, man. And y'all can feel free about
right.
Hip-hop or anything, man. You know, this ain't Miss Busybody's first time. This is actually her second time on here. She was on here like maybe a month or so ago. You know, I forgot what we was talking about because the episode
was
starting to pile up.
That
but,
was
yeah,
cheater.
No doubt is all
we
love, man,
about
all day.
Cheater.
So,
yeah.
Y'all
it
definitely
cheater.
Both welcome to come back anytime. It was a pleasure having y'all on here. I want y'all to both have a good night, man, and I look forward to chopping it up with y'all in the near future.
We'll speak again, bro.
We thank you for the opportunity again.
No doubt.
Allowing us to be your guests tonight.
And we'll definitely be tuning in, popping up, giving you calls, chiming in on whatever topics it is that you have on whenever we are available. And it's easy because you don't even need the internet. I keep posting that so people could understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are tapping into other people's services or they're on their cell phones getting the internet. But I keep telling them, you don't even need the internet. That's the beautiful part of it.
Yeah, that's wonderful, you know? Man. It's feel like an actual three-way conversation. You know how back when you were 16 years old, you got the three-way conversation.
All your friends get on three-way.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what this feels like, that three-way conversation, man. It's definitely been a good experience, and I love it, man. I definitely will be calling back.
No doubt, man. Shout-out to both of y'all, man. Look forward to having y'all soon. Y'all both have a great night.
Have a good one,
you
brother.
You too. Good night.
No doubt. So, Nizzy Nay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Nizzy Nay, but you was getting mad at me, but I could picture the look on your face like, oh, my goodness, what is he doing?
Yes. Why do you always do
that?
That was like the most
awesome moment we had. Look, I'm going to keep it a buck. And I know all of our listeners aren't urban listeners, so if I say I'm going to keep it a buck, that means I'm going to keep it real. Like, I was over here, all right, so I'm over here conducting the interview, right? I'm sitting here trying to engage myself, you know, and conducting the interview, so I'm going down the questions, right? And so I get to a question, and I'm like, hold up. I didn't get a chance because the way my day went earlier, as I explained at the beginning of the show, and to the point that I wanted to toss my computer, I couldn't get the questions all the way in the direct order I wanted it, right? So as we have in casual conversation, some of the stuff had already been addressed. So I'm sitting here trying to flip-flop back and forth the questions. Like, all right, I asked that. Oh, well, that was already answered, so I'm going to just skip that. Oh, God, go back up here. This was one of those moments, flip-flopping back and forth, and it ended up being an awkward moment. So, you know, yeah, that was just a little awkward, man. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness. You like, you were just out of it.
Yeah, I was over here, like, and it was like, yeah, hello? I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here trying to find the question. Like, yeah, you know, it was bad, man. Like,
I'm sitting here thinking, like, what the hell? Like, did he, like, disconnect us?
you know, I figured out, though, I'm like, hey, if it's an awkward moment, the best thing you can do is to keep it real, and you know, since we call this It's Real Talk Radio, what else is there to do but be real about it? It's not as awkward when you be real about it. When you like actually caught in that moment, and then you just sometimes if you try to play it off, you even make more of a jackass of yourself, you know. So sometimes it's better to just put yourself on blast, like, yeah, I was tripping, I was geeking, I was on me, you know. So I'd rather put myself on blast and have an awkward moment. And then at the end of the show, everybody's still scratching their head, like, what happened? Like, you know, so that's pretty much what happened. So, you know, that awkward moment, that moment's on me. But you know what, New Nations, I had an awkward moment. I'm definitely going to be watching out for your awkward moment. And as soon as it comes, you know, I'm going to put you on blast, right? You know it's coming.
I won't have
you
one.
Don't act like you don't
I
know it's coming. You know it's
one.
Coming.
I won't have one, though.
Well, we'll see.
You had the freaking follower on there for like an hour.
Oh, my. I know. Yeah. You know, shout out 315, man. Because 315 was still held on the whole time. 315 is actually still on here right now. So, 315, I know 315 can hear. Shout out to 315 for being patient, you know, and, you know, they're just hanging in there for us. And, you know, we eventually got to them.
Yeah.
Definitely shout out 315, man, and shout out to everybody that called tonight. You know, definitely shout out to our guest callers, Miss Busybody and Mr. Sinister. Shout out 443, that's on the line right now. I don't know who that is. Oh, well, they want to speak with us, so we're going to bring them on before we close out. But, Lizzie Nay, like, I don't know if you, like, you know, really. I really meant that. When I asked that question, like, I really want to know, like, Whose CD can I go buy? Like, somebody got to tell me something. Nizzy, now you got to let me know. Whose CD can I buy? Because, like, I love hip-hop. Anybody that knows me knows I love hip-hop. But over the years, I just haven't been able to, like,
I just ain't been able to, I don't know, man. It ain't the same no more. I just been listening to so much underground. Like, I listen to a lot of local rappers now. I'm not going to lie. People that, if you're not from that city or ain't on Facebook, you won't even know who they are. And to me, they the ones making the good music. But, you know, it's about that time to hit the store and try to buy an industry CD and get that good, crisp, professional quality. But I wanted to, hey, somebody get my $15, man. We know it's hard times in the recession. They got to be somebody that's really got a dope CD. You got any suggestions?
I know.
For you, Vinay?
I'm just as lost as you are. Like, I really honestly don't know. I haven't bought a CD in years, honestly.
I might got to go buy an R&B CD or something, man. This is ridiculous, man. God. You know what? Let's find out 443. Maybe 443 can help us. Let's bring 443. 443, you live on the air.
What's up? This is Vet.
Vet. Shout out Vet. What's good, Vet?
Nothing much, man. I'm listening to y'all combo, and I kind of came in late, but I'm listening to what y'all talking about, and I agree to you. Like, it's hard, yo. Like, I find myself now listening to a lot of more local music, you know, even local artists that's not really popping yet industry-wise, but in different cities, like our neighboring cities, like maybe D.C. or Philly. But, yo, I'm telling you, like, what changed my outlook was last year, October 22nd, Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick Lamar. That album took
me back. Everybody's just saying Kendrick Lamar. Our guest call of the night was Kendrick Lamar. Everybody's saying Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, that album, and you know what I find crazier? Is that, you know, I know he's with Top Dog Entertainment, but, you know, he signed with Dre, and Dre didn't really mentor him. He more so, you know, came into his own with TDE. Dre kind of caught him at the tail end of what he was doing with TDE. But I find it so awesome how Good Kid, Mad City dropped 2012, basically 20 years after The Chronic. And The Chronic is a very emotional evoking album. Like, you can go listen to that album and get mad. Like, I remember listening to that album and just wanting to put on all black and just march through the streets and tell everybody what was wrong, you know. And, like, I found with Good Kid, Mad City, it's like a movie, and it's like, it really, I can't skip no songs on it because it takes you through so many emotions. You'd be like, whoa, then for a minute you'd be scared for him, then you'd be like celebrating with him. So it's an awesome album. But, you know, it's him. J. Cole is another one who got some dope music out.
I hear a lot of dope stuff about J. Cole, but is his CD really dope, though?
It is, man. It is. I mean, you can go back. He dropped about four or five mixtapes before Sideline Story, which was the one with Can't Get Enough on there and all that stuff. That's a really good album. And I had a chance because it supposedly leaked. He's one of them artists who I think leaks his own stuff because he just can't hold water. But it leaked like maybe 2 weeks ago, I think. And he streamed it live for everybody. He was just like, you know what? It leaked. Here's the official album. Everybody listen to it. Still go support it on the 18th. I listened to it. It's dope. He got a song on there called Let Nas Down. And he's a big fan of Nas. He felt like he had at one point let Nas down through the course of his first album. But it's just he's very transparent. Like J. Cole, one thing I can appreciate about him, he's very transparent. He's very real about who he is, where his position is, where he's from. I love that about an artist, period, because that's what I aspire to be as an artist myself. But, I'm with you, yo. It's not a lot of albums that you can go buy nowadays that's like you can listen to it from track one all the way to the end. You know, I don't even find
it's
myself.
Crazy.
I'm like, yo, half of these artists that's out, like, you know what I'm saying? You know which ones I'm talking about, the top five that get played on the radio. They're not gonna be around the next 5 years. I'm sorry. So it's like, for me to go support your album, you got to show me some sense of, like, stability and longevity in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only that, have some type of content. You got to move me. You got to motivate me.
Right, man.
After I listen to J. Cole, I want to write. After I listen to Kendrick, I want to just, you know, I just want to tell people. Like, I want to spread the word about Good Kid, Mad City. So it's like, I ain't trying to put none of them artists on blast, but I'm just going to use this one as an example, that 2 Chainz kind of music. After I listen to it, the only thing I want to do is just maybe go party. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to
miss the album and want to go party. So it's like, that's not really doing nothing for me. You feel me? So
no
I totally
doubt.
Get it, y'all. But those are definitely two artists that yeah, that's industry wise that I think is definitely worth checking out, and definitely worth supporting for real.
I'm gonna check them out, man, because I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about both of them. Like, and I heard some Kendrick Lamar stuff. He got some dope stuff, but I didn't really get to sit down and bump his CD. And I'm really not too familiar with J. Cole's music, but I've been hearing so much good stuff about it. I'm gonna have to give it a shot, man. I'm feeling hungry. Like, it's been literally years since I bought a CD because I got so discouraged. Like, everybody was offended by that Nas Hip Hop Is Dead. But
yeah,
do you feel like it got dumbed down a lot since, like, it was really popping in the 90s and the early 2000s, so.
It did. And, you know, based on what perspective you coming from, a lot of people did feel like it was dead because, you know, hip-hop started out, let's just go back to, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Like, what was the song, the popular song that they had, The Message? And what happened to The Message in hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? Like, it did.
Right,
it became, like, null and void as far as the message goes. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, it's almost like when you talk about what's the problem with Baltimore City right now. You got to dig so deep into other areas and pull it all together before it actually makes sense. It's the same thing with hip-hop. You know, you can go back into the fact that once the executives had the control and not the artists, that's what messed it up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So much stuff, because they made these artists feel like, if you don't have this kind of song, you're not going to survive in this industry. You're not going to make money. You're not going to this. And a lot of people who are strong-minded and, you know, come from a strong foundation, they might be like, oh, man, I need that money. Let me make this hit. Let me make this. Let me do this. And then they start, that's what, you know, I think that's where the selling the soul thing kind of came in, because I don't think it's like
that's
a...
That's what we were just talking about earlier. Oh,
yeah,
man,
I don't think it's like a literal... I don't think it's like a literal kind of thing. I think it's more figurative in the sense that, you know, we put our heart and our soul into our music. And people stop putting their souls into it, like stop putting that heartbeat into the music. So it's like, you know, you sold it. You sold it out. You gave it to the execs and told them, like, hey, I'm going to let you take the wheel. What you want me to do? You want to make a club banger? Okay, I'm going to make a club banger. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not no more of, and I ain't saying these artists don't have it in them, but it's just that the dollar signs has blinded them to the point where they can't see beyond the dollar signs no more. And that's become what's most important. But, you know, I hate to bring religion into it, but with me, my faith is bigger than everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I have faith in what I do and faith in where I'm going, then the money don't matter. God going to sustain me regardless. I don't need billions of dollars. You ain't going
to
be able to spend it anyway.
Talk to him, girl. Talk to him.
So it is what it is, man. You know, but it is some good artists out there. And say I agree, like, a lot of these local artists, people, you got to find them on SoundCloud or Facebook and stuff, but you won't even know nothing about them. But we are the ones making the music that has substance in it and stuff like that. And, you know, I feel the tide turning, I think, because Kendrick started it in October with the concept album. You know what I'm saying? It's a specific concept to that album, and you get a specific concept. And the industry is slowly changing towards that concept album feel. So, in turn, it's going to trickle down to us, because, you know, we stay true to who we are regardless. We never change. So it's like, it went to the little party. It's been in the club for, what, about 10 years or so now? It's slowly coming back to, we want a message. We want that real stuff. You know, another artist, too, I don't mean to keep talking, but Joey Badass in the Pro Era.
Wow,
he's from New York.
I don't even know who that is.
He's from New York.
Look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, man, Joey Badass. He's a good rapper. He got that 90s New York kind of flow. And he's a young guy. He's like about 20, 21 maybe.
That's dope back then, man.
Exactly. Exactly. And he said that's what he come up on, because that's what his parents played. Because I was watching the interview with him. They like, what you know about that? You young. He was like, that's what I was influenced by, though. Like, that's what I came up under. So check him out, Joey Badass. And his little crew that he run with is called Pro Era, if I'm not mistaken.
No doubt. Good looking. I'm going to check that out. And I just want to say, that, y'all, for those who don't know, is a dope lyricist herself. She makes some dope music. That, we got like 5 minutes left. We got enough time. If you want to spit something for the people to hear, just to, you know, let them know that you, what you do, you know, how you get down and all that. If you want to spit something real quick live on the air, you blessed with the stage.
No doubt. Let me see. Lyricism is a part of my heart. It's where I got everything, man. I go from the start, take it back to the beginning, back when hip-hop was winning. Now where all it seems like we concerned with is the digits, the money, the dollar signs, all of that bull-ish. You know what I'm talking about, man. Preach from the pulpit. Let them know right now that the preacher ain't really having it. We about to come back and take it. Man, take a stab at it. A stab up in the dark is what really sets us apart from all the rappers that's ignorant, all the rappers that's smart. I'm just trying to get it in and just kick a little freestyle. But in the meanwhile, I'm trying to tell you that I'm a mean child. When it comes to the microphone, man, they better leave me alone, because I'm here to take the throne, and I ain't settling for clones. I ain't settling for no copycat or no carbon copies. Instead, I'm trying to do this because it's an art and not a hobby. That's enough.
That's enough. Woo! Hey, hey, is she dope?
She is dope.
She is dope. I told you, man. Hey, yeah, good looking on coming through, too. Hey, how can the people reach you? Because I know out there hearing that, man, some people are going to be trying to bark at you. Like, how can the people get at you, Vet?
You can get at me on Facebook. I'm Vet Stunner on there. That's V as in Victor, E-P-P, space Stunner, S-T-U-N-N-A. That's really the best way to reach me. And then from there, you know, I share all my stuff on Facebook, so the links and all that is always on there. But, yeah, definitely on Facebook, Vet Stunner.
No doubt, man. Vet, I just want to thank you for joining us, man, and coming through and blessing us with some hot fire. Right on the spot, that's hip-hop. That's what it's all about. We got two dope lyricists tonight, and both spit hot fire on the spot. I respect y'all both, Mr. Sinister and Vet. Vet, thank you for joining us. We're about to close out the show, man, but you dope, man, and keep it up. Keep up the good work.
No problem. Thank you so much, and y'all have an awesome night. Be blessed.
You too.
You too.
Now, that was an interesting show. That was one of the funnest shows we had. I'm not even going front. I mean, all these callers called that we wasn't expecting come through like that and bless us. Like, that's what I'm talking about, man. I had fun tonight. What about you, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, it definitely was. It was good. It was a good one.
Yeah, people coming in spitting hot fire on the spot. This is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? This was, hey, you know what? Let me stop running my mouth. It's about time to close. I'm going to still be talking. You know, Nandy, I'm sucking. I'm going to get cut off. We're still going to be talking. There's going to be another awkward moment. I'm still, because you know, hip hop, I love hip hop, man. I represent hip hop. Like, that's what I do. And I love it, man. So once I get talking about hip hop, man, you had me talking all night. But we definitely fun tonight. We definitely enjoyed the show, man. It's about that time to close out, man. I'm feeling so good. I don't even want to go. I wish we had a 3-hour show tonight, man. We could have kept it pumping. But, you know, all good things must come to an end. So as usual, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
Special thanks to all our callers and live listeners. You can catch us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540.
Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter at It's Real Radio MD. Or you can just shoot us an email at It's Real Talk Radio at yahoo.com.
Got you. You had an awkward moment. Yes. Now. Yeah. Hey, I told you I'm on you. I'm like a shark right now. You was a guppy. I'm a shark. I'm on every moment. You think I would be the only one having awkward moments on the air? There go that 90 seconds. It's that time. But definitely had fun, man. Just want to say, as usual, peace and love to everybody. Stay tuned for the next episode. Good night.
Everybody, good night.